Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again for our time of prayer on this morning and a brief devotional. So today our focus is on the lore of justice. And I know for the month of June, for a spiritual warrior, our Bible scripture challenge is on justice. So I just wanted to just give two perspectives on today, just for us to be just for us to be encouraged and to know what we also have to do. So today, the Lord of Justice. So just highlighting the fact that God is just. We know that God is righteous. God is holy. And those are characteristics of God. Those are qualities of God. Those are attributes of God. We sometimes don't think of attributes of God where justice is included, but it is. Many times when we think of the attributes of God or the qualities and characteristics, we think of love. We know that God is love. We think of him as kind. As we're in reference to kindness, we think of God as merciful, that God is a forgiving God. So love, kindness, mercy, and forgiveness are just a few attributes of God that we know. So sometimes when we think of justice and God being a God of justice, we view it in our favor, which is nothing wrong with it. But we look at it from a standpoint where we need him to do something for us. We need him to bring justice in a situation in our life or a circumstance in our life, or we need him to bring justice for someone else. And that's our perspective of justice sometimes. Just given the state of our world, many people have passed away, specifically George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, the list goes on. And sadly, it continues to grow. But we can trust in the fact that our God is a God of justice, that we trust in the Lord who cannot fail us. And we don't always understand his ways. We don't always understand what's happening. We don't always understand why it's happening, but we know that they have a purpose, and that purpose will be revealed in his timing, and it will also work out for our good. So just like we can think back in the Bible of things that had to happen in order for us to be where we are right now, we can look at the fact that God allowed slavery, God allowed the civil rights movement, God allowed our president to be the president during this time right now. So even though they are things that we would prefer not to happen, we trust in God that he has allowed it to happen, that it is not a surprise to him, that he is not a God of mistakes. And the fact that we are in a state in our world where it's just something that's different that's happening, but we are also seeing that change is coming. And many times when it looks like God isn't moving, we can trust in the fact that he's doing something, even if it's behind the scenes, even if it's things that, you know, we can't see right now. We can trust in the fact of who God is. We can trust on the fact of what his characteristics are, what his qualities are, and what his attributes are. So we know that God is just. We can trust in the fact that he's just, that he's going to bring justice. We can trust in the fact that he's righteous. We can trust in the fact that he's fair and that he is impartial. We know the fact that God doesn't like oppression. God doesn't like hate. God doesn't like racism. God doesn't like corruption, which means that God is going to do something about it. So that is a perspective that we can have in regards to justice. But we also know that God is a God of justice, and God is a God of wrath, anger, and judgment as well. So just a few months ago, we know God spoke 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal our land. So we are still in a pandemic. Granted, this world is just increasing in many things that's happening right now, but I also want us not to forget even how this pandemic has started. And one of those things is COVID. And many things that are happening in this world right now is a result of sin. And just as we sin, God places judgment on sin. So we can thank God and be grateful at the fact that as believers, that our judgment day won't be the same as unbelievers. We know that Christ has died on the cross for our sins to be forgiven, but that doesn't mean that we are to go out and do what we want, say what we want, act the way that we want, and just say, well, Christ died on the cross for my sins. I know he forgives me. I know that he knows my heart. We still have to account for the things that we do here on this earth. We still have to account for even the things that he's given us. So when we see Christ again, he's going to ask, what have we done for him? And we can kind of shift our perspective during this time to figure out, well, what is it that we, or how can, not even so much of what we can do for God, but how can God use us in this season? How can God use us in this pandemic? God has given us all specific gifts, talents, abilities, skills, and a lot of things that we can, that he can use us to be a blessing for other people during this time. So just also being mindful of the fact that sin is a reason that justice needs to be sought after. And yes, we are seeking justice for ourselves and for other people, but let's also look at the fact of what are we doing in our lives and what sins are currently existing that we can change. So just being mindful of 2 Chronicles 7:14, we know that God is a God of justice and he's going to bring about justice, but also knowing that we as believers and even non-believers still need a change of heart to repent, to be able to turn to God and to turn from our evil and sinful ways so that God can heal our land, so that we can have a revival in our nation, so that change can continue to take place. So as we continue to seek God for things, let's also be seeking him on things that we need to change in our own lives. So those are the two perspectives that I wanted to give you guys today as far as what we're seeking on behalf of others and us as a culture, us as a world as well, but also the changes that we need to make in our own personal lives as well that God is not pleased with. So we will go before the Lord. If you guys would just humble your hearts and mind and just assume whatever posture of prayer, feel free to join in with me as I pray and call out things that God places on your heart. So dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be able to be here right now. We thank you, Father, that you've given us breath in our bodies, that you've literally breathed breath into our lungs on today, oh God, and that you have even allowed us to be in your presence on today, oh God. So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that we are in your will. We thank you that you still have a purpose for our life, oh God. We thank you, Father, just for who you are, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even the things that you're doing. We thank you, Father, even for the things that you're doing that we can't understand. We just thank you even for the things that you are even getting ready to do in our lives, even in this world, even in all nations, oh God. So we just thank you in advance, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have already won the victory for us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are a holy God. We thank you, Father, that you are a righteous God. We thank you that you are just, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are sovereign, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are merciful, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are the one who grants us new mercies each and every morning, oh God, even when we don't deserve it, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your faithfulness, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your forgiveness, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your kindness, oh God. And we even thank you, Lord, that you are a God who is a deliverer, oh God. So we know, Lord, that you will deliver us from out of the things that we are facing personally, oh God. We know, Father, that you will deliver us out of the things that are happening in this world around us, oh God. And we just ask, Lord, that you will continue to draw us near and close to you, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to change our hearts, oh God, that you will change the hearts of all people, oh God, that their hearts may be turned to you, oh God. We ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will even begin right now, Father, to just search our hearts in this moment, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will just reveal to us, oh God, even sins that we have committed, oh God, whether it be knowingly or unknowingly, and intentionally and unintentionally, oh God. Father, you know that we fall short of your mark daily, oh God, but we're so thankful and grateful for your grace, oh God. We're so thankful and grateful for your mercy, oh God. We're so thankful and grateful for your forgiveness, oh God. So we just ask, Lord, that you will just bring to mind the things that we've said, oh God, the things that we've thought that have not been aligned with who you are, oh God, that have not been aligned with what your word says, oh God. So we ask, Father, that you will continue to change us to be more like you, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to be more Christ-like, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will shift our perspectives, oh God, that you will shift our minds and our mindsets, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will even help us to keep our minds stayed and focused on you during this time, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to do a work in each and every one of us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will strengthen us in this season, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us courage, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us boldness, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us supernatural boldness, oh God, that comes from you and you alone, oh God. We ask, Father, that during this time, oh God, that you will help us to use our voices, oh God, that they are powerful, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to walk boldly in our calling, oh God, in our purpose, oh God, in the things that you have called us to do, oh God, the things that you've called us to say, oh God, the things that you've called us to bring to light in our lives, in the lives of other people, oh God, in our communities, oh God, even on our jobs, oh God. We just ask, Father, that you will use us, oh God, that you will use us like never before, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will use us as vessels for your kingdom, oh God, that we may be able to do work for you, oh God, that we may be able to advance your kingdom, oh God. So we even ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will continue, oh God, that you will continue to enlarge our territory, oh God, that you will continue to allow us to be able to do more for you, oh God. So we come before you on today, oh God, just pleading and asking for prayer for our nation, oh God, for our people, oh God, for all the things that's going on right now, oh God, injustice, oh God, corruption, oh God, racism, oh God, all things that are not like you, oh God, hate, oh God, separation and division, oh God. We ask, Father, that everything that is not like you, oh God, every evil spirit, oh God, that is trying to tear us apart and separate us, oh God, even the sin that separates us from you, oh God, we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will just bind it up, oh God, that you will bind it and cast it and send it straight to the pits of hell where it belongs, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will release your favor on our lives, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will release your grace over our lives, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will release peace over our nation, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will show up as Jehovah Shalom that you are, oh God, the Prince of Peace, oh God, the one who was able to grant us peace that surpasses all human understanding, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for each and every person that you have called specifically to go out into this world, oh God, to be vessels for your kingdom, oh God, to speak and to preach and to teach the word of God, to share testimonies, oh God, to share your goodness, oh God, to share your greatness, oh God, to be a voice for people, oh God, to be a voice for this nation, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to cover those who are protesting, oh God. We ask, Father, for peaceful protests to take place, oh God, for destruction to cease in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We know, Father, that a slogan that has been going around even for ages, oh God, that no justice, that there will be no peace if there is no justice, oh God. But we know, Father, that there is a peace that comes from you, oh God. And we ask, Father, for that to reign in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will allow peaceful protests to happen, oh God, that you will allow destruction to cease in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Father, your word says that vengeance is mine, says the Lord, oh God. We can try to take things into our own hands and try to seek justice on our own and through our own flesh, oh God, but it's nothing compared to what you can do, oh God. So I ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will help us to submit and to surrender to your will, oh God, that you will allow us to be able to hand everything over to you, oh God. But as we continue to trust you, oh God, as we continue to have faith, oh God, let us know that faith without works is dead. So whatever it is that the works is, let it be things that we are led to do that you have led us to do, oh God. Help us to continue to seek you, God. Help us to seek you first, your kingdom and righteousness, oh God, so that all things may be added unto us, oh God. I ask, Father, that you will just keep every person protected, oh God, who is going out to protest, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you will keep them covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will keep COVID-19 away from them, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will keep COVID-19 away from our family, our friends, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We continue to seek you, oh God, for a cure, oh God. We look to you, oh God, as our great physician, oh God. We look to you, oh God, as Jehovah Rapha, oh God, the ultimate healer, oh God, the one who heals, oh God, the one who's able to do the impossible, oh God. So we pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, for miracles to happen in this earth, oh God, for signs and wonders to happen in this earth, oh God, for justice and peace to happen in this earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Lord, for justice to take place, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we ask, Father, for your name to be glorified, that it may not be something that we take credit for, oh God, but that you would be the one to be exalted, oh God. We come before you, Father, just also praying for those who are continuing, who are still battling with COVID during this time, oh God, even those who have lost loved ones and have to be reminded daily that this virus is still plaguing our nation, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even the numbers that have decreased in many states and in many cities, oh God. And we know that as people are out and protesting and want change to happen for this world, that many of them are forgetting that a virus still exists, oh God. So we just ask, Lord, that you will just help us all to be able to take the necessary precautions, oh God, that you will keep us safe, oh God, that you will be our shield, oh God, that you will be our protector, oh God. We ask right now, Lord, that you will just send forth your angels, oh God, to keep us, to cover us, to protect us, oh God, to guide us, oh God. May you send them forth to every site, oh God, to every city, oh God, to every place where protests may exist, oh God, to every governor's mansion, oh God, to the White House, oh God, to every place, oh God, to every court, oh God. We ask, Father, that they will hover over and do as what you have called them to do, oh God, to be the ministering spirits that you've called them to be, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for even what is happening right now, oh God, because we know that you still have this world in your hands, oh God. We know, Lord, that you are still the one who is in control, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, for you to do the impossible, oh God, for you to do the unthinkable, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the progress that has happened so far, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are allowing us to see the power that our voices have, oh God. Father, you know that many of us are tired, oh God. Many of us are drained, oh God. Many of us are mentally exhausted, oh God, physically exhausted, spiritually drained just from everything that is happening all over the world, oh God. But we thank you, Father, that even in the midst of a pandemic, oh God, that unity is taking place, oh God, that unity is happening in our world, oh God. So we thank you for that, oh God. We thank you for the change that's happening. We thank you for the laws and the bills that are being passed, oh God. We ask that it just not happen in some states, oh God, but it happens in every state, oh God, that we all are able to come as one, oh God, that we all are able to be on one accord as you have created and destined for us to be, oh God. So help us to not be silent, oh God. Help us to not give up, oh God. Help us to continue to trust in you, oh God. Help us to continue to do the work that you placed on our hearts to do, oh God. Give us the courage and the boldness and the strength that we need, oh God. We thank you, Father. We ask, Lord, that as we go about this week, oh God, that you will just continue to lift up our spirits, oh God. As they begin to try to start to diminish, oh God, we just ask, Lord, that you speak a word of encouragement to us, oh God, that you surround us with positivity, oh God, that you help us to lean on your word, oh God, that your word is the one, is the thing that gives us encouragement during this time, the thing that we can rely on during this time. Help us to speak your word. When the enemy tries to place thoughts that are not aligned with your word, oh God, let us recognize it, Father, and cast it down in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We come before you, Father, knowing that we are in a battle right now, that we are experiencing warfare in our personal lives, oh God, in our nation, oh God. But we thank you, Father, that you are bigger than it, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have even given us power and authority, oh God, even over evil, over evil spirits, oh God. And Father, your word says that nothing by any means shall hurt or harm us, oh God. So help us to cast down those evil things, oh God. Help us to cast down those evil spirits, oh God. Help us to cast down the plots and the plans and the strategies of the enemy, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will abort and abolish them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, for your will to be done here on earth, oh God, as it is in heaven, oh God. So we thank you in advance for the revival that's happening in our earth, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the change that's happening, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even the justice that has taken place, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We ask, Father, that you will give us peace as we carry on for this week, oh God. Give us everything that we need, oh God, even the things that we don't know that we need. We ask, Father, that you will meet each and every one of our needs, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us hope, oh God. Many of us are hopeless during this time, Father, but I ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that new hope may be given to them, oh God, that an increase in faith will be given to all of us, oh God, that we are able to trust in the name that cannot fail us, oh God, for us to know, Lord, that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who have been called according to your purpose, oh God. So help us to continue to fight the good fight, oh God. Help us to strive for the mark that you've set for each and every one of us, oh God. And we thank you in advance for all that is even getting ready to take place on this week, oh God. And we just rejoice in what's going to happen, oh God, the change that is going to happen, oh God. So we thank you, oh God. We praise your name, oh God. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. It is in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in on this morning. I pray that you all have a blessed and amazing day. And I will see you all next Monday at 7 a.m. Have a great, blessed, and amazing week. I love you guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.